Anyone looking for the effects of climate change need look no farther than Tangier Island, Virginia, a tiny speck of land in the Chesapeake Bay. Erosion and rising waters due to climate change are diminishing its landmass, threatening a centuries-old culture fostered by the island's isolation. Tangier's 23-year-old vice mayor is working with the island's 400 or so residents to try to restore their land and preserve their history and traditions. From the NewsHour's Student Reporting Lab's journalism training program, Sabrina Tome reports.
Living here isn't easy. If you find the things that are worth living here for, then you'll begin to understand it as much as I have. That's one of the reasons why I've stayed.
That's one of the forms of crabbing. This is crab scraping.
Cameron Evans is the 23-year-old vice mayor of Tangier Island, a small community in the Chesapeake Bay, whose ancestors are direct descendants of some of the earliest English settlers in Virginia. They continue to honor their traditions of crabbing and seafaring.
You get a sense of freedom by living here, be on the water, be in nature, just live in a very close, tight-knit community. It's something that I didn't begin to treasure more until I was older. We've also seen a lot of land loss due to coastal erosion.
Their livelihoods are tied to the sea and to the coastal asset, whether it's tourism, whether it's fisheries, or whether it's businesses. Coastal areas are one of the most exposed. With the sea level rising and with the storm surges affecting their assets, they lose their property, they lose their infrastructure is eroded, people tend to move away.
Since 1850, the landmass has decreased by 67%. And according to the 2020 census, the population has fallen by nearly half since 2010.
So they're already climate migrants, but the numbers will increase over time if we do nothing about it.
In today's world, there's less and less watermen and less people wanting to stick in their own hometowns, especially this one that it's very hard to, you know, obtain a job for a career unless you make certain jobs like I've tried to do here.
He's the vice mayor, a boat captain, fisherman, tour guide, crabber, and a photographer who is recording the history and capturing the changes on the island.
I saw that things were changing, you know, not staying the same, and I said, why not capture it for, you know, myself and then future generations?
We need to bring the communities and the planners and others together to make a collective decision.
I'm very hopeful that we'll get, you know, protection from coastal erosion, but I want more than that. I want to see land restoration, rebuild back the habitat. I just hope for the future generations, if I could speak to them now, you know, to try to appreciate Tangier as much as I have.
From PBS NewsHour, Student Reporting Labs, this is Sabrina Tomei.